The Sentai Review, Episode 31, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the trailer.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, welcome to the Sentai Review! My mic works! We had some kind of technical problem before the show started.
Yeah. It happens once every so often. You guys should expect it by now. much like you guys should expect going around the room.
Yep, William Bush, Reploid Bill.
Seth Level Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Spencer Robertson.
Yeah.
Oh, we got somebody who's returning.
Special guest, yay.
Man, that just made me wonder. How many Sentai have you been in?
One.
Have you been in one Sentai? That's it?
No, he's been in more Sentai than that.
I want to say he's been in at least two.
It's not.
You were in the Samurai Review.
He was in the one with the fucking purple guy that you fucking hated so much.
You were in the Samurai Review and the purple guy, because the Rhino Ranger and everything was in that group.
It hasn't been very many. I've been very busy.
Okay, hold on. Playlists. Yes. It's been a minute since I've had to do this. Sentai. Okay.
No way.
Let's see here.
Don't mind us. 10 minutes of finding out winning last time.
Probably Go-Go 5, I think, might have been one of them.
All right.
Not that group. Hurricane Ranger, I think.
Sounds like I was here for some really shitty...
Aburai Ranger.
Because I think it was just the costume ones, so...
Yeah, I think he's only
Geki Ranger guaranteed. So if Geki Ranger, then it was either Go Onger or...
That sounds familiar.
Let's see, Go Onger. They're the guys that have the gold and the silver guy and the big giant fucking pizza paddle shit.
So you were here during the early stages of Shane Butcher's names.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember the whole shtick was, all right, Shane, butcher this name.
Yeah, which now lately it's Shane Butcher's name, and he looks at the name and he goes, nope.
Yeah, EG, he won't even tempt it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But regardless, we got to whore out a website.
Yep. Hey, guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. All right, now that introduction and everything is done. Okay, guys. Look,
we should have saw this coming, but we kind of did, kind of didn't.
I knew this was coming. And for some reason, I kind of pushed it out of my mind.
Well, that's what happens when I run around with my pants off screaming, I'm coming, I'm coming.
No, not that.
Oh, my.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I did try to push that out of my mind.
I forgot.
Look, I pay my rent.
You didn't remind me that happened. I would have stayed home.
Now, look. Oh, fuck it. Look, you guys knew this was coming.
The Power Rangers trailer dropped.
The Power Rangers trailer dropped, yes.
Yeah.
And one of the things we do here at this here Sentai Review is we talk about the Power Rangers. Every now and then they come up in conversation here at the Sentai Review.
Only now and again.
And because of this, we have no choice but to say, we watched the trailer. Now, I'm under the impression, before we even get started, there's going to be a little bit of hating in this room. But I'm also under the impression...
Let me get out the haterade.
I'm also under the impression that if we stop and look at this, there are some good points here. Now, this is going to be rough, I'm sure.
I don't have any hatred for that trailer at all, actually.
So let's... Okay, let's...
I'm kind of indifferent, but yeah, let's get to it.
Let's get to it. First off, let's get the hate flow.
Hang on a second. Before you do that, Do you think we should play the entrance to Breakfast Club because Saturday morning detention?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Okay, now look, however, before we even get on that topic, that it was very obviously a rip of the Breakfast Club, let's also remember that Power Rangers is a rip of the Breakfast Club.
Yeah. Yeah,
it really
true.
Was. I mean, look at their look at the cliches of the Power Rangers.
I mean, I get that, but I don't remember Emilio Estevez fighting a space wizard.
Yes, yes. Usually that was done in the other room while they were smoking pot.
And it wasn't depressing as hell in the early part.
Okay, but here's the other thing, too. Just to keep this in mind, how many times have we seen trailers that are incredibly misleading?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest here. This movie might not be all fucking doom and gloom.
Wait, wait. I got a note to throw in. They said they were going to reference somewhat that YouTube video, the MMPR, where they went dark and sex.
They were probably going to reference it, but I don't think that, okay, because Saban does have their hands in this.
Yeah.
So they're not going to be saying fuck and shit and pussy and ass and shooting people in the head.
But we do get a brief Jason Kim something.
Makeout session? Yeah.
Yeah, but that was hinted at in our original series.
Yes.
That Jason and Kim had a thing, and it was often referenced multiple times by fans that the problem between Tommy and Jason may have been Kimberly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason had it good until that ponytailed green-wearing fuck showed up.
It's true.
Yeah. Because as soon as Tommy showed up, everybody's like, oh, Green Ranger, he's so cool.
Even look at the episode. Even look at the episode, Green with Evil, when they show up. Kimmy's like rubbing Jason's back and stuff like that and congratulating him. And then all of a sudden this dude's over there kicking in the corner and she's done with him. Like instantly.
And, oh, those kicks.
And all throughout the earlier part of the series, they weren't necessarily jumping at it. But you could tell there was a little bit of something there, and even the comic books have been playing with it.
Now,
the fact that Jason kind of liked her.
The comics I could see in the actual series, the only thing I could tell was that there might have been, but now they're just best friends.
All right.
Yeah.
And then look at how their best friendness went when they left the show, and look, they came back together. Let's be honest. They came back together. And they didn't come back like, hey, let's surprise everybody. They say they did, but they didn't come back with Trini.
Yeah.
And they didn't come back with Zach. They came back together.
And they were both going out scuba diving.
So think about that. There's a possibility that Jason and Kimmy always kind of had a bit of a thing.
Which then, might have gone off for a while and came back in.
Right. And somebody might have gotten in the way of that.
Dragonzord.
I got this sweet sweet dagger and it turns into a flute. Oh, he's so awesome. Yeah, whatever.
He's a musician. Oh.
Jason's in the corner like, so what, I can play a fucking flute.
I can play my skin flute.
I got a guitar over here.
I got my power sword.
Like, so I'm not going to hate that. If they want to do that, and actually it builds more drama. If they want to put Jason and Kimmy kind of in a thing, and then bring Tommy in to destroy that in the next movie, if we even get one, no promises.
Yeah.
Because these reboots go one of two ways. Let's all be honest here. They either work or they tank hard. Ghostbusters tanks hard. But Star Trek works.
Yeah.
It may not be exactly... I admit, for those of you that are Star Trek fans and those of you that think that the new movies are too run-and-gun, I'm willing to say that's true. They are way too run-and-gun. But the new Star Trek movies are fun, and they work in a movie-going experience. The reboot works.
We had this conversation the other day, Bill. The new Star Trek feels like old Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's kind of true.
And that's one issue I heard from George Takei, is that it doesn't feel Star Trek-y. It just feels...
Like we were talking...
There's very little questions.
Last night, Bill, the conversation we had after everybody had logged off of Star Trek Online, plugging that game, by the way, my friend didn't like Star Trek growing up.
Yeah.
Hardcore Star Wars. And, you know, we talked, and I'm like, look, Star Wars, there's not a whole lot of thinking. That dude in the black with the red sword, he's a bad guy. And that's the good guy. And they're going to fight, and the galaxy's going to be saved or doomed. Star Trek had very, it was very gray all the way through, and you had to think, because I think that guy's a bad guy. That guy with the bone ridge on his head, wait, why the fuck is there one on the bridge of this ship now? Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very much like the episode for Balance of Terror. Neither one of them were bad guys. They were just on opposite sides. And they were both very much the same person. The captain of the Romulan ship is very much James T. Kirk if he would have been born a Romulan. And then vice versa. And it's interesting to see that demographic where now there's a very much center line in the Star Trek movie that says, this dude's name is Nero. He's an asshole.
Yeah,
and
that's
like,
kind of true.
Okay, well, I could see that, and I'm kind of okay with why he's an asshole.
You did bring this up too, though. Like a lot of there's a lot of that moral ambiguity with the villains in the old Star Trek, and then you get to the Picard movie against the Romulans or whatever, and clone Riemann Picard. He's a fucking bad guy. There's no question about it. Like.
Yeah.
He's a douche, all right? You named your ship after a weapon of war.
But then, just to put it out there, just to do this real quick, though.
Well, I was about to say, hold on real quick, though. Just to help show quality, go like this with you.
What?
There now, you go. See, now you're talking.
Now, let's add just a little bit of question to that movie real quick, though, that you can't do with Star Wars, by the way.
Yeah.
You can't say, oh, he might have always been a good guy. You can't. He's the dark side of the Force. He's a bad guy, very obviously. But the Riemann Picard did have one thing. The Riemanns were slaves to the Romulan Empire for years. And in fighting for their independence, they find this kid who was originally going to be implanted into the Federation to take Picard's place. Now, the genetic manipulation that made him grow fast was killing him. He became the leader of the Riemanns, fighting for independence, and there was one problem with him. He was dying by the second. But there's a way to cure him. Only one way. A full-on blood transfusion from Picard to him will kill Picard, but it will give the Riemanns the savior they've been looking for, and possibly give a hero, whilst questionable, a hero to their cause that may free them. Now, I'm not saying these are good people. They've lived in slavery and been bitched their whole life, so they're questionable and edgy in their own right. Fuck, one of them mind-raped Diana. So they're not necessarily good people, but there may be some logic behind what they're doing. And can we always be made the heroes in war? Some of the best people in the world that have probably saved our lives more times than we can count were probably tragic, sad, angry motherfuckers.
Except when it comes to the Empress Sela mission in STO. Fuck that bitch.
Right.
Fuck all over that bitch.
Now,
kill her dead every time.
I realize
you guys
we just
you were here for Power Rangers.
I realize we just jumped into that. But this does go into how things change.
Yeah.
And the new Star Trek movies are very much Star Wars. They're like, Nero, he's a bad guy. Khan, he's a bad guy. You could say, no, he just wants his people back. That's a load of bullshit. Because he had the chance to get his people back had he just worked with Kirk.
But he wasn't the only bad guy, though.
He wasn't the only bad guy, but he was a very black and white, I'm a bad guy.
Look, if you can go toe-to-toe with Spock and beat the shit out of him in hand-to-hand combat, you're probably a bad guy.
And he also says 100% without problem, he's like, give me my crew, and Spock's like, okay, then you have to assure me that you're not going to destroy the ship. And he's like, let us play this out logically. One, give me my crew and I destroy you. Two, don't give me my crew and I will cripple your ship, destroy your life support, and then walk over your cold dead corpses and retrieve them. One way or another, you're dead and I'm going to get what I want. He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
There's no real redeeming quality to him.
I mean, at least he was honest. He wasn't being all shady about it. He's like, look, you're fucked and I'm taking what I want.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the Power Rangers, They're trying this angle as well, I'm noticing. But Power Rangers has always been this.
Yeah.
They've always been, here's a good guy, here's a bad guy. Now, in completely changing the Power Rangers, it looks like the Rangers have become a little darker.
That's not always a good thing, though.
It's not.
But no. It's not always a bad thing, either.
Yeah.
Look
it,
how much
work. It all
comes
down to implementation is the major problem.
Look how much worked in the 90s and how much didn't.
Yeah.
The 90s was one of those dark revolutions where they were like, X-Men gotta be dark. Batman's gotta be dark. Superman's gotta be dark. Everything had to be dark. Everything had to be Spawn.
Then turn off the damn lights if everything needs to be dark.
Yeah.
Actually, they did that in several of the movies.
And,
shit.
And Daredevil's one of the shows that suffered from that, because Daredevil was gritty for the sake of being gritty, not gritty because it worked in the world that they were trying to present.
Yeah.
Now, if this Power Rangers goes that way, where it's just trying to be edgy for the sake of edgy, this is going to fail.
You should have made your movie 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, because normally when we think of Power Rangers, we kind of think of one of two things. Bright colors for the Rangers themselves.
Which they have been darkened down quite a bit in their Iron Man suits.
And what seems like a family-friendly environment to watch.
Yes.
Which
is the reason why it was a TV Y7 for, you know, kids 7 and over television show.
Now, let's also go into the fact that this is a trailer, so of course we
tease a trailer.
We're not given much, but let's talk about the characters that are somewhat recognizable and some that aren't. Billy, I didn't get much of him. Small glances, but I feel like he works. He seemed like he was a little bit of an outcast. He may have been a smart guy. I'm going to hope so, because he's supposed to be playing Billy.
Yeah.
And, well, he was the one setting up the detonators and everything.
Yeah.
To blow up the rock and everything.
I think it was
so,
him and Trini was.
Okay, and you're about to ask a question. Where would he get such a thing?
Where did this kid get bombs?
Okay. Original Billy in the original series had a laboratory, like nuclear devices. Okay.
This is 2016. All right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Homeland Security would have confiscated the nuclear reactor in his garage.
That's slightly true. However, at the same time, I have my cell phone sitting right here in front of me. If this episode goes an hour, now, our recording time, we're already sitting at about 17 minutes. You give me until that recording time says about 37, so give me about 20 minutes, I can find you how to make a bomb.
Well,
several bombs.
I mean,
and that's not even contacting my friend who was in the military as bomb disposal.
Yeah, but Billy seemed to have very professional, real,
equipment,
like, industrial bombs.
Yeah,
like, he was strapped up to the wall, and he had an actual detonator. And
the dude even brought a hard hat.
It was not makeshift. He very obviously knew what he was doing.
Well, at the same time, they also said this is private property. And they had security teams. They might be on a construction site.
And Billy knows how to...
I guess so. Okay.
So,
okay.
It's a possibility there's that, too.
Trini, unrecognizable in any way whatsoever. I saw no martial arts, no aptitude, no attitude.
Oh, yeah, no martial arts? No martial arts?
In this trailer...
Well, technically we saw attitude. Here's the problem.
Actually, we did see indication
of
martial arts.
Some hooded guy on a train doing a kick.
And there was a point where the two people went back to back and actually went into horse stance.
Yeah. The two girls?
There's
going to
be martial arts. There's going to be martial arts in the movie.
Yeah.
But it's obvious.
But the one question I got to bring up with that is, who was the hooded guy on the train?
Yes.
Yeah. All puns aside, I'm glad he was training on a train. But
Worry, that'll excite our rail fan.
Yeah. Oh, yes!
It was probably just, you know, probably one of the guys from the trailer. But
right.
Or maybe it's the ending scene of
you.
That's not completely impossible either.
But here's my question. How is he outside of his house at what appears to be the middle of the fucking night wearing an ankle bracelet? He's breaking probation. They would be on his shit like that. And he's like, no, it's fine.
Can't catch me.
Fucking space rock. Gonna mine this shit. Billy's got bombs. Let's do this.
Billy's got bombs. Okay, well, Kimberly. Look, Trini, I'm sorry. I saw nothing of Trini in this trailer. And to be fair, we saw her do two things. She said, hey, this is private property, and, oh, maybe somebody should have pointed that out. Wait, I did.
There's some of that snarkiness. So maybe that's there.
So I'm going to leave that one be.
And then again, like you said, you know, her and Kimmy go back to back in horse dance. So, I mean, maybe there's that possibility as well.
Right.
Kim.
Let's talk Kim. So we got one ranger out of the way. Let's talk Kim. Kimmy was taken from cheerleader, prep leader, happy-go... Let me just say this real quick. The original Kimberly was bipolar. I don't care what you say. Watch the original Power Rangers. She was bipolar. She'd be like, come on, guys, we're going to do this. And then all of a sudden, like, somebody would say something. She'd be like, oh, man, I'm really bummed out over here. And there were often episodes where she was, like, sad, where she'd just wake up and have horrible days or come into school and not be happy. She's like, the float doesn't work, guys, and stuff like that. Kimmy was kind of bipolar. So maybe they're playing with that angle.
She's a lot more bipolar.
Yes, but nowadays...
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't... You just a trailer, 2.5 minutes, right? Teaser yes. trailer. But she was in the bathroom with those two other girls, and they're like, this is where you spend your Saturdays instead of being at practice. So she could still be the cheerleader. She's just got breakfast clubbed into Saturday morning detention.
You know what else was mentioned? In the series, it was slightly mentioned in the series and then talked about more in the comic books. Kimberly's parents separated.
Yeah, it could
she's
just be that
with
she's,
divorce.
Yeah.
Maybe this is happening at exactly that point. And she was that person. And maybe she's dropping out of the cheerleading and she's kind of lashing out about her situation.
Yeah.
Because we don't know exactly what happened here. There could be an actual legitimate reason for her being that way. This is hardcore teaser trailer. We got about 10 seconds per ranger that we're going to be able to talk about.
Was there a Zach in that trailer?
Yeah.
Yes, it was quick. It was quick.
He was sitting when he was standing up. He had black hair standing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Remember the Asian-y guy? I'm real bad with ethnicity in general.
So
but
the Asian that was taller than everyone else, that's...
I think so.
Yes. Well, the first time you see him, he's like sitting up, and you see the background like a sunset or something.
He's like checking out a sunset or something.
And he's like eating or something.
Okay. All right.
And Billy was playing with pencils.
Did he talk?
And I think that curly-haired dude, I think that's supposed to be Bulk.
Yeah.
Or at least some bully. Yeah.
I see no skull.
What if they just combine them in both into one
actually,
person?
Actually.
Oh.
No.
No.
Because the dude headbutts fucking Billy and falls over, and then there's one guy who's like, oh, shit.
Oh, there was a dude in the background that kind of... We don't know, but maybe that was him.
Maybe.
Because often Bulk would make an ass of himself, and Skull would laugh at him.
Yeah.
That dude... That guy totally has the Foggy Nelson new Daredevil haircut going on, though. You notice that?
Right.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Ask your barber for it today.
I mean, that's kind of not that surprising, though.
Okay, before we go into the third ranger, I want to say, I must not be the only one with the theory that these powers affect your normal life, too.
The dude broke the sink.
Yeah.
Right.
The dude got Spider-Man abs.
Yeah, and they were all of a sudden buff as shit. And
Billy got headbutted in the face and didn't
did nothing.
And
Billy was like, guys, we're really strong. And they're like, how strong? He's like, really strong. He's like, I don't think you realize something is wrong with us.
Yeah.
Something is definitely wrong with us because Jason says, all right, man, I'm going to jump the Grand Canyon with her. You jump it right after me. It's
what?
A piece of cake. And he runs and he jumps, and Billy's like, no, whoa, it's not a piece of cake. Something is wrong with us.
Yeah.
It's a little jump, Bill. It's not that bad. It's a little jump.
That part is kind of neat. So third ranger, let's talk Jason.
Jason.
Is he the dude that has the wrecked truck that's like, are you going to remind me about this?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Was he... drinking and driving and wrecked his
truck. I think he's the one who had the thing on his ankle.
Yeah, he's the one with the ankle brace.
Let's say that's true, and let's remember that Jason was the jockey fucking popular kid, right?
Yeah, so he might have been fucking racing with some of the other football or basketball players.
When I was growing
up, shit up,
going to the football games and whatnot, I was going there for one purpose, the party afterwards. Yep. When I was in high school, there was this group. It was like the quarterback and five other dudes. They were all football players, and they followed the same pattern all the time. We would hit the game, they would play, and then we would go to this dude's house. And I remember this a lot, actually, because I remember I got in trouble for something while I was there.
Is this the time where there wasn't enough for the cops?
No. This is when the football
party. Okay.
This is okay. No, I don't even know if you actually really know about this, but
no.
For a while there, I was hanging out with these
guys. Were older than I was.
For a while there, I was hanging out with these guys, and they would finish the football game. They would go to this dude's house, and it was like an older guy, like a dude worked at Keystone, like fucking 40 years old, and he had like a pool table and all this stuff. Like he basically had a party house, and he would just let these kids come over and party there. And he would supply alcohol and everything like that. A real piece of shit guy.
Yeah, I think I might know that piece of shit guy because I think he still does the same fucking shit. He used to come into the gas station
all
the time.
And he would basically hang out with all the young cheerleader girls that were coming over to the house. I remember this because the first time... I only got invited over to this place four times. And the reason that I ever got invited over at all is because I was friends with his son, Chad, who was not a part of the party. Chad was like the sad gamer kid that was upstairs that was not playing football, that had no real friends in the house. And the first time I noticed that this was happening, I was there hanging out with Chad. We were playing Nintendo. I brought mine. I remember that. And all of a sudden this party started up downstairs, and I was like, dude, what are they doing down there? And he's like, they're playing pool and stuff. And I was like, so let's go. And he's like, I don't know. I was like, dude. So we go downstairs, and then I start realizing what's really going on downstairs, like what the real situation is. Well, this happened all the time until I spilt something on their carpet. I added Dr. Pepper, I dropped it, it hit the carpet, and this old dude fucking went nuts on me. And when he was jumping my ass about disrespect and everything else, I told him he needed to get out of my fucking face before everybody figures out what really happens in this household. And so then we had problems, and then we had pushing, and then Bill fought two fucking football faggots, and then Bill spent the night at a friend's house because he wasn't going home to his dad with the black eye. And then later we had the conversation with Bill's dad, and yada yada led to this.
Yeah.
Now, this is Jason, who is a jockey, popular, get-what-he-wants guy. What's to say he didn't drink, drive, wreck, and is now under some sort of household probation? And for that matter, because of that, missing school and having the problems that he just had because of said issue, maybe that's the reason that he has to go to the detention thing to graduate.
Go deal with some Breakfast Club syndrome.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know why the other kids are there, but that's my guess with Jason, is that he was part of the same kind of scenario that Bill ended up living through.
You know, Billy's probably in the Breakfast Club because he was building a fucking bomb in science class or
something. It's either something exploded in science class or Bulk and or Skull decided to fuck with him one day. And he was like, no, I ain't about that. And it caused a ruckus. And the teacher was just like, I'm hungover. Detention for everyone.
Yeah, or the teacher was like, because we've had fighting. It's all of your fault.
It's all of your fault.
Yes, we had teachers like that at Limestone. They would come in Monday morning, sit there with their cup of coffee in the morning, clearly be hungover as fuck. And if you made any form of a ruckus, they'd be like, everybody gets fucking detention. Dude, get out of my sight. It's like, class just started. I don't give a shit.
It's not even teachers. Where we work, If someone fucking punches you in the face, you're both fired.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a stupid-ass rule, but yes, if I'm at the battery changer and the dude's a dickhead, and I don't even have to say nothing, he could be having a bad day,
and I could be listening to the radio, and he could say, turn that shit off, and I could be like, calm the fuck down, and he could push me, we're both fired.
Now, nice.
Now, they don't even ask questions.
Maybe we should bring this up, but Jason's father, in this teaser trailer, did look like a little bit like Austin St. John.
Yeah, yeah, but after me doing some research, I come to find out it's the same actor who's been in a bunch of, like, random TV shows. The most notable thing that I know him from was he was the older brother in the movie Fanboys.
Yeah.
But it would have made more sense to get Austin St. John.
It would have been
It would
awesome.
Have, yes.
Which that's going to be...
the same thing you did.
That's going to be my next topic after we finish going over the Rangers, by the way. Okay, we have three Rangers down. Fourth Ranger, Zach. I know that he likes lawn chairs.
I know he likes sitting up.
He may be mute.
Yeah. Okay, that's what we know about Zach. And if there's one character that they've nailed down so far in this trailer, it is Zach.
Yeah.
I felt the Zach from this kid.
Did you feel the Zach attack?
I felt the dance. I felt the rhythm of the Zach.
Oh, wait. What dance?
Well, unless Zach
was
the one...
Oh, shit, that's right. All he did was sit!
Unless Zach was the one that was sitting up on top of the train training.
Doing capoeira on the train.
Yeah. It's a possibility, but...
It looked like it was a caboose that he was sitting up on, but I don't know if he was the one twirling around on the moving train or not, so...
I don't know. This is a teaser trailer, so we're going to try to let that go, but so far I know that Zach likes to sit down and sit up.
Yeah.
That's it.
And he has spiky hair, and that just screams Zach to me.
Some kind of Asian
guy.
Oh,
God. When I saw that spike here, the sad thing is I saw Goku from Evolution.
Oh, I am sorry for what you saw.
Yeah.
I'm glad I never watched that movie.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Okay. So we got, that's four Rangers down? No?
Actually, I think that's all five.
We covered everybody.
We did a Zach, we did a Kimmy, we did a Billy, we did a Trini, because we talked about how she didn't have attitude.
Okay.
And now we just did up a Zach, yep. And how he wasn't in the movie.
Okay, so that's the Rangers.
That's the Rangers.
The small introduction of Rita in this trailer.
Oh,
I loved.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna hang out over your bed and threaten you.
I killed other Rangers. Dude, she was awesome. Though she like grabbed her face.
And she said other Rangers.
Yeah.
Which would make sense because Zordon mentions...
Other Rangers.
Other Rangers. And Rita actually... Not Rita, but her goons. Remember back in Green with Evil?
Yep.
They talked about the Sword of Darkness. And they said that the Sword of Darkness was used by her Dark Knight to slay Zordon's warriors before. So Rita has won this fight before.
And it also goes into our theory about how Zordon was able to patch the green fucking energy multiple times.
Yes. So, I'm not against the fact that she made a comment like that. I do like that it is kind of a throwback. And she seemed truly menacing when she was floating there like that.
Question. Does anyone else think that Rita's the Green Ranger? Because
yes,
we've gone over that theory.
Yeah, we've kind of gone over
that. I think something in her anatomy doesn't allow her to phase into the form like the kids can. But I think she is actually pulling from the green crystal because
if
you look
from some of the green power,
they all have crystals now, not morphers.
Right,
and there's a crystal in her wand, and it's green.
Yep,
it's crystal time.
So I think that she is pulling from their energy, whatever it is.
However, with a bonus side note for Rita being that creepy, how about all those assholes who were talking about slut and whore Rita?
I didn't see no slut in what I just witnessed.
Yeah.
In fact, if that was a slut, please stay away from me because whatever you got going on...
I don't want...
Because I'm a scared of you.
Yeah, I would rather I would rather catch the gonorrheaphalitis I could catch from any other slut. You're about to make me catch a case of death.
She was above the bed, not in it.
Right.
Rita doesn't have to touch you to give space AIDS, though. That's the thing.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
Make my monster grow!
Dude, she was awesome. That one tiny little scene, her voice, the way she floated over that was cool.
And her grabbing her and just flying over?
Yeah. I was into that.
I am a little sad that we didn't get to see any Zordon in the trailer.
Or Alpha.
Yes. Or Alpha, for that matter, yes.
Like, I don't know about you guys, but I watched all however many seasons of Breaking Bad, and yes, I watched Malcolm in the Middle when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm kind of, like, semi-excited for Bryan Cranston Zordon.
You know, he's been in Power Rangers before. They just left his name out.
Yeah, he was Bad Guys, right?
Yeah, he played Bad Guys.
Yeah, he played a few of the monsters. So.
There was something about, like, in his contract that he used, I don't know if he used an actor alias or what it was, but I don't think his name is on Power Rangers, but he was in Power Rangers.
Should we bring up the morphine at the end?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Oh, you mean the fact that they were in the command center and holding hands?
I don't know if that was an actual command center.
For anybody who would like to, pause this video, open a new tab, go back to when we were talking the concept art of the Rangers. You'll notice Zordon was sitting in a cave, in a tube, looking all evil and menacing.
Like a tyrant.
Let's talk about that real quick. When they dive under the water, if the command center is actually in like an air pocket under the water, under Angel Grove Lake, that might actually be really cool.
Yeah.
Because you gotta be able to believe that the command center somehow remained hidden for 10,000 years.
I do have a continuity issue with that, though. Looking forward into the future and knowing how MMPR went, the first time the flute goes doo-dee-doo, the command center is fucked. Because the Dragonzord comes out of Angel Grove Lake. So, like, are they neighbors? Like, do they borrow sugar from each other? Because
it could be stored in the command center.
They might move the
center. Maybe that's how the Zords have remained that large and hidden, because Angel Grove River Ocean Lake.
And I didn't bring it up when we were watching the trailer, but the rock that was down there that was similar to the rock that they got their coins from.
Yeah.
If you look at that rock when they get into that air pocket, there's a green sheen to that rock when they're down there.
Which would once again go into my theory that Zordon was the Green Ranger.
Yeah.
He can patch the Green Ranger energy. He knows how the coins work. He has fought Rita. He somehow managed to trap her while she somehow managed to put him on life support, which means they did come into combat with each other.
Which explains the reason why he could tell them how to be Rangers, but when they go, Zordon, what do we do about this? Don't view that plot hole.
And then there's also the other evidence that I always kick into, that he knows so much about Rita's monsters, and how did she get that coin? Well, if she's the one that beat him,
she would have got her
hands on it. That's how she got it.
Just gonna take this, thanks.
Basically, yeah. Motherfucker's down.
And he knew. He also knew she had it, because when the Green Ranger shows up and he's like, "So she finally found someone to give it to," and he talks, it's very faint, but you could almost feel a touch of nostalgia in the way that he says it. He's like, "Shit. I know what that is."
You guys are fucked, by the way. Just going to throw that out there.
Yeah.
He's going to rape you.
Yeah. So I've always had that. And if you're right, if there's a green sheen to the wall, it goes further into my belief that Zordon was the Green Ranger.
Everybody can be the Green Ranger.
Well, so long as you end up with the coin, yeah.
Or at least, you know, wear the power shield.
Crystal coin thing.
Well, yeah, now, but still.
So, remember when I said that Zordon tells these kids, you may not use these powers for personal gain, but you may do 7,000 reps in a single day, and that is fine. You may jump and dance and do karate tournaments.
And jump.
And that is fine.
Here's the problem with that, though. In the original series, they had regular people strength. In this,
I don't think they did, because Jason does like 6,000 fucking reps in a day to beat this poor kid's record.
From that trailer we just saw, if Jason roundhouse kicks regular dude, you're fucking dead.
Yeah.
Your head comes off of your shoulders and you are a meat fountain.
I kind of noticed that they got the superhuman like abilities from like Dino Thunder.
Yes. Which they've been playing with this for a while with Rangers. kind of modifying how the powers work on your natural body.
Yeah.
And I'm positive that this goes into the same thing, that these Rangers, they're not just people anymore once they get those powers. They're way stronger than just people.
If you go off of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers series, if you're a girl and you get that yellow power coin, you get a bulge in your pants. That's how it affects your anatomy.
Yeah, ask Shane about that.
Makes them stronger.
How come the pink girl gets a skirt and I get a dick? That's not very fair.
Oh, she was a tomboy.
I can pee standing up now.
Wonder how that affect her daily life.
I was about to say, technically speaking, every girl can pee standing up. They just got to worry about splashback on their shoes.
Oh, my God. We are getting into dangerous territory.
We got to get darker, damn it.
Divert.
Yeah, divert.
The alarms are going off. We need to go back.
Okay, so look. All right, let's go ahead and do it, Scott. You want to talk about their morph sequence.
Now, when I first saw this trailer and saw the ending morphing sequence, it did look like the symbiote going on to Spider-Man, or going on to Peter Parker.
The way it kind of grafts onto
them?
It
just grows and stuff like that, yes.
Here's my thing. The way I took it, I just watched this trailer for the first and second time today.
Yeah.
In the old series, they get their powers from a morphing grid. So that makes me think technology.
Yes.
Anamorpher.
Reconstructing the suit is what I got from that alien parasite.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've mentioned this multiple times, that here in America, we took the superhero concept, and in Japan, it was more mystical. They had a mystical energy.
Yeah.
Here, they were superheroes that were given their powers from technology. Technology didn't have really anything to do with the Zurangers. They were like, Dino Bakla! And then they would just kind of change, and it all had to do with, like, a mystical energy that they were tapping into.
But there was no buckler in this teaser.
And of course there's not. But what I'm telling you is that if this is a technology, and if we are to believe, if you're going to let this part go...
Oh, there's a lot of parts I'm not letting go.
No, listen.
Go, so.
No, that's exactly what I'm telling you. If you're willing to let what I'm about to say go, but you're willing to jump on the Power Rangers, you are a hypocrite. Iron Man carries his entire suit in his fucking finger. His finger. You were okay with that in Civil War. He pushed a button, and the suit came out of the button and went onto his finger, and then he went back into a seat, and then he flew out of the jet. He equipped his suit from his pointer finger. If Iron Man can do that, and we can say nothing, then why can't the Rangers have cubicle morphing technology?
GUI technology.
That was a very technical term. Could you go over that again for me, please? I missed it the first time.
I didn't quite catch that. I was busy looking at my phone, playing a cell phone game.
Can you repeat that again?
You're playing
Iron
a cell phone
Man,
game. I thought he was going to look up how to make a bomb.
If Iron Man can change with his finger, why can't the fucking Rangers have technology?
Oh, okay. All right. I got you. All right.
You mean putty power.
Sure. That's something I'm regretting. I would have loved to have seen a putty in this trailer. Like, if something would have came out of a wall, like a rockish, clayish creature.
Maybe that's why they went back-to-back in that stance.
Could be. Maybe something came out of the walls at them.
Actually, I did kind of see shadows in the back.
That would
be
awesome if they were actually made from clay and rock.
I'm not going to hate on the fact that we didn't see the putties, though, because technically... We didn't see any combat at all.
No, we did not.
No.
We just saw stances and
so maybe they don't want to reveal their whole hand, because let's be honest, in the past we've seen these teaser trailers that show you the end of the fucking movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
So thank you for not doing that.
Yeah,
this is teaser trailer. Once they release the full theatrical, That could be a different story.
Seth, I've seen teaser trailers that show you the end of the movie.
Yeah. Well, this has happened, yes.
Yeah, but my point is once they get to the theatrical, maybe then that's when they're like, here's the ass end of the movie, giant robot fight, and it's like, God damn it.
Trailers are a tough science, too. I'm going to be honest. They're a tough, tough science, because either you show too much of the movie and I no longer care, or you show so little of the movie that I'm like, what?
Why?
Here's a trailer that pissed me off, okay? I love the movie The Martian with Matt Damon.
Okay.
Fantastic movie. Read the book. Fantastic book. In the trailer, do you remember he's sitting in a room talking to a representative of NASA asking why Aquaman can talk to whales because they're not fish? That happened in the trailer, right?
Okay.
Those scenes weren't even in the movie.
Right, and yeah. I've seen that
yeah, there was
millions
stuff
of times.
Yeah, I remember that because they were doing the psyche eval
yeah,
on the
that
entire
whole
team.
Trailer.
And he's like,
every
how can
one,
he talk to whales? And I was like, what the fuck is this dude on about?
That whole trailer, all of those psych evals, never showed up in the movie.
Yeah, they do that in some of the a lot of the trailers, a lot of the stuff gets taken out of the movie.
Yeah.
And that's because that part does happen in the book, but it's not a psyche eval. He's stranded on Mars doing a log, and he's got nothing to talk about. So he's like, you know what I was thinking about all day? Why can Aquaman talk to whales? They're not even fish. And that's the entirety of his log.
And that's awesome, because if you're in that situation... Look, I've been
and
bored
you've
before.
You've got nothing better to do? Oh, yeah. I've spent many an hour on third shift at the gas station, nobody around, and I'm just sitting around like, that would be a good idea for the show. I should write that down.
And then you don't, and then you try to remember it later. And
yeah, and then I get butt-fucked because my memory doesn't quite work that well, and I'm like, I had an idea. What the fuck was it? It was... Fuck, my idea must have been the fact that I've been up since 10 o'clock at night, and it's now 10 o'clock in the afternoon.
Annoy Shane. That was your idea, right? Everything is annoy Shane.
What else about this trailer can we really go into? We talked about all the Rangers we saw.
Was it just me, or did Angel Grove, from when they showed the sign and everything, look like a shitty fishing town?
Yeah, I was actually about to say that. Yeah. It did look more like a fishing village than the fact that it was supposed to be knockoff Los Angeles.
It looked more like one of those Stephen King towns.
Yeah, like...
Long way up there, huh?
Is the clown going to come out of the sewer to fight the Power Rangers? Because fuck this movie, I'm not watching. Rabid dogs. Fucking...
But yeah, it did look like...
All work and no play make Jason a dull boy.
But did look like one of those towns.
In the fridge. All right, look.
it did look like one of those towns. So
now this, there's another thing too. This has to be a city. Now, we didn't get to see much, but I will say this: if it's not a city,
Didn't look like a city.
But now that's what I'm saying. If it's not a city, can it still work?
Well, here's my thing.
Because if you threaten a fishing town...
Here, hang on.
Well...
Here's my thing, though, right? All right, if you're driving through fucking Illinois towards Chicago...
Yes.
And you start hitting those outlying suburbs, you don't look at that and go, that's fucking Chicago.
He's right.
All right.
Because there's actually a town called Sandwich, and it's like a little town.
Angel Grove... Yeah. May very well, that may just be one of those outlying suburbs for a major metropolitan area that they didn't showcase.
Now, that would work for me.
True.
That would work for me if Angel Grove was like a suburb to a New York type of setting where it's on the coast.
Right. Or like
because I was about to say, like, you know, even here in town, like, there's, you know, the main part of the city, but at the same time, like, there's downtown. Downtown is all of, like, 10 blocks by 10 blocks.
Well, yeah, because
everything else is
Peoria
like
and East Peoria.
Shit. Yeah.
But then, you know, there's Creve Coeur.
Yeah.
There's Pekin. There's Bartonville.
Pekin, North Pekin, South Pekin.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And none of those compare to what downtown is for, you know, so
Peoria,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, like I said, it could just be something, you know, kind of small, like set off to the side type of thing, like... whatever, you know, it's like 5 miles into town.
So
big fucking whoop.
What they may do is make Angel Grove a suburb of, like, Los Angeles so that they're not just completely erasing Los Angeles from their whole universe
right.
And replacing it with...
And they don't have to add a city that doesn't actually exist on the world map.
Yeah, exactly. They could just be some little box community that nobody really pays attention to.
DC has issues with that. DC often has to make
Gotham.
It seem... Because, yeah, there's Gotham and Metropolis.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
But then, like...
Look, Gotham's right across the harbor. Yeah,
but then Chicago and New York and all that still exist.
Yeah.
So that means there's two Statues of Liberty.
The French were feeling generous, Bill. Let it go. And there's two statues?
And
yeah.
There's Otisburg.
Otisburg. Yeah. Otisburg.
It's just a little place.
Okay, back
it's
to
a little
Power
place.
Rangers.
Otisburg.
It's just a tiny place.
It's a tiny
don't
place.
Worry.
She got a place. She got a place.
Otisburg.
That's like my favorite part of that whole movie. I don't know why.
But should we talk about the crystal-less coins?
Okay. Here's my thing with that, and I see what you're saying where, with crystals, but there's something circular inside of those crystals, and you
yeah.
can see it when they're holding it. I feel like the power coins are inside of those crystals, but they don't have the means to fucking get them out when
yeah.
they get the shards of the crystals off of the rock.
Here's the other
yeah.
thing, too. They're walking around in school, and they obviously had them because they put them on the counter and were superheating the counter.
By pressing on them, it looked like.
Right. Now, yeah. we don't know what's going on in that scene, to be fair, but they have the rocks with them at school. Now, I want to ask a question. At school, are you more prone to notice the kid looking at a rock? Like, that's a fucking weird rock. Or are you more prone to notice the kid that's looking at the giant golden apparatus... with a coin in the middle of it that says Zuranger.
He's got a point.
Yeah.
I'm going to be looking at both.
I've seen kids that fucking look at a rock, and I think they're dumb kids, and I leave them alone.
Look, yeah. All right. We had a kid for show and tell when I was growing up bring in a chunk of quartz. That thing's unbreakable. Bring in a chunk of quartz the size of his head. I'm serious. This thing's fucking enormous.
That's pretty neat.
So, like, a kid studying rocks, I mean, Billy probably stares into a fucking microscope all day. Nobody
yeah.
judged him for that. So, you like microbiology, he likes geology.
That
right. guy likes beating other kids up.
That yeah. guy likes me. Aren't we all the same
and considering
person?
The fact at the same time that they're staring at rocks with Billy next to them while they're in the lunch line, like... Hey,
people
what does
probably,
this do?
Yeah.
They're probably like, oh, they're probably asking the smart kid to get him an A in science class so they can continue being jocks and cheerleaders.
I think it's easier to overlook who the Power Rangers are because that was something, in our original series, I was always like, how do they not know?
Yeah.
How does nobody know? They carry the fucking gigantic belt buckle is literally on their back right
yeah.
now.
I always had an issue with Zach, though. In the original series, because he's, like, out doing his training and stuff, and then he's like, oh, shit, stuff's going down. Let me just grab this out of my backpack.
Right.
Like, that's a very important, very powerful piece of technology, and you've got it in your backpack thrown across the basketball court.
Kimmy did it, too.
Yeah.
Because Kimmy kept hers in her backpack, and Kat stole it.
Yeah.
Kat was like, oh, well, shit, I mean, if it doesn't mean anything to you, and just took it.
Yeah.
And that's how Kat got into the, that's how they got Kimberly, they started removing her from the morphing grid, and it was killing her, and then later on it led to a big story where she was even able to get into the Zords and attack Tommy because she had a power coin.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Sorry, I'm staring at this beetle ladybug thing.
Oh, the big giant stink bug looking thing crawling on the wall, yeah.
Okay, so...
Hit it with a hammer.
I mean, do we have enough time to dip into...
Well, I gotta re-roll my Dwarven Cleric first.
Let's see.
Because we did find some of these poster images, so...
Okay, look, you got faces here. So let me... Yeah, we'll just go ahead and we'll add this so we don't have to do two episodes.
I mean, we're not going
to
be rating them. We're just giving our opinions
yeah.
on these, so... So this is a actor who's playing Jason with the little lightning thing.
He looks like the... He
looks more like Billy, the actual Billy.
He looks like he could have played Captain Kirk.
That's what
yeah.
I was thinking. Like, it's...
He almost looks like he matches Captain Kirk more than Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
Zach.
Yep.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing. The first gripe I heard about this movie is, why is the Blue Ranger black, and why is the Black Ranger an Asian dude? Think about, though, back to our years of reminiscence.
Here it comes.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers was racist as shit, and yep. I'm going to tell you why. The Asian girl was the yellow one, and the black guy was the black one.
Yep.
So
and the jockey kid was the red one.
Oh,
red trucks, red cars, yep. red...
Yep.
So they're avoiding the racial stereotyping, and I'm okay with that.
Here's the only reason I was worried about ethnicity change. Originally, when this movie was announced, it was not announced as a reboot. It said it would acknowledge all former canon, and that it was going to be kind of like a back-in-time story. Now, if that story would have went through, I don't know what happened to Zach.
Or Billy.
But something happened. Now, ignoring that and saying that obviously we were lied to, this is a reboot. And
reimagining.
Just, yeah, it's a reimagining. We'll just get over it.
Since we don't like the term reboots.
There's nothing,
Ghostbusters.
There's nothing wrong with the ethnicity change. Nothing.
No.
Well, technically there's one thing if you want to go super hardcore with it, but technically racial stereotypes, Asian people are good at dancing because of DDR. That's the closest to being racist that could come.
I mean, I'm going to agree to
disagree. I'm
going to
shrug my shoulders here.
Because
I'm just saying, that's like the closest.
Look, I'm going
to
pull out
to like
my man
a race
card.
Card.
Right, I'm going to pull out my man card here, and I'm going to show it to you guys. See, I do still have it. I have been married 10 years, but I still have my man card.
All right, fair enough. Right. I've seen it.
There's
I didn't get a good
Asian,
look at it, so it might be
a
fake.
There's a Asian kid in Glee that can't sing worth a shit. He just dances. And it's not no DDR dancing. He's not around like he's having a heart attack. All right?
No, believe me, I know, but you know what I mean, though.
Heart attack.
Yeah.
Okay, done with this guy.
Trini.
Okay, I'm gonna throw this out before we even start. I think she's hotter than Kimberly, and I might have an issue with that because Kimmy was supposed to be the hot cheerleader. She's not supposed to be the hot one.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, think about it from the different points of view here. When we were kids, who were we told to like? The smart, popular kids. Well, your parents are like, you should be the smart, popular kid.
Well, okay.
Now we're older. We're nerds and outcasts.
The only thing I'm going to say here is that while his claim is opinionated,
yeah.
Best way I could put it, because everybody's going to think somebody else is more attractive or less attractive or yada yada. Like,
yeah.
I actually think Kim Kardashian looks too fucking fake. I don't care for her at all. No,
mean,
I'm serious.
You mean
but,
you don't like the fact that she looks like she's 95% plastic?
But she's rated as one of the hottest women on the planet. I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't either.
You want to know what killed most of her attraction for me? Kanye West.
Like,
you know what killed it for me? I finally watched the porno. I was like, hey, look, I've seen it. All right, I'm done with this bitch.
I've never found her all that attractive. Like,
no.
She's just way too fake to me and stupid, and that kind of takes her likability down. But that's
yeah.
besides the point.
And Kanye.
But I will say that his argument does hold a little bit of water for one reason. It's the Gwen Stacy, Mary Jane argument. The reason Mary Jane exists and is so important today is because Gwen Stacy was nice and lovable and next door. That's what she was.
Yeah.
Okay? And this has been stated by Stan Lee word for word. The reason that Mary Jane was brought back into the books to be the love interest, or at least to create the drama that she created when the two girls were basically fighting over him for a while, was because Mary Jane can say things Gwen can't say. That was it. It was no deeper than that. He had certain lines that he wanted to do, that he could not get away with Gwen Stacy. When the door first opens and Mary Jane is introduced, which, by the way, is before we ever know about Gwen Stacy, but yeah. She kind of cops her hip to the side, puts her arms out, lets him see that body and says, "Face it, Tiger, you just hit the jackpot." That is a line that Gwen can never deliver.
Yep.
It does not work for her. And the whole
Ultimate
point of Mary
Gwen
Jane
might be able to pull it off.
Yeah.
Well, Ultimates, yeah, but you know, you got to think the time era.
Yeah.
The whole point of Mary Jane is to stand out. She was a supermodel. She was a rock star. She was the most attractive person ever put into the book on purpose.
Yep.
Because you were supposed to not notice she was a person. You were supposed to say, "That girl is out of his league." And you were supposed to do nothing but she was purposely designed to be an object.
To be Rule 34 material?
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, no.
And the purpose to that was to show you that even these people that are these beautiful people, they are people too. You shouldn't objectify people. And Parker, while the readers are looking at her and saying, "Damn, she is hot," Parker's the one that sees that she's a person. He's interested in who she is.
Yep.
And as the story goes on, we start to know who she is, and we like her for who she is, not how she looks. Yep. And that's important. And Kimberly was kind of supposed to play the same game with us when we were little. She was the girl that they dressed in the fashions. She was the girl that they made the pretty one. She was the one they purposely pushed to the forefront so you would objectify her first. Notice her with your eyes, then later figure out who she was.
Yep.
And he might have an argument here when this girl might be overshadowing Kimberly. It's going to work a little different because Trini was the attitude girl. She was the background one that could talk with Billy and could mouth with Jason.
Yeah, she knew Billy's words, tech words and stuff.
She was kind of a mix of everybody. She knew martial arts. She was very intelligent. She had that attitude. And she wasn't above having fun. She was like the whole group in one person.
Yep. Every group needs a red mage.
This girl, so far we know that she's snarky. And she's very attractive. And that's what we know so far.
And then teaser, she's insulted because she's ugly.
Whoa, I missed that part.
That's the locker that said that you were ugly and stuff.
Was that? I thought that was supposed to be Kimberly's locker. I didn't read into that one. So that's Trini's locker?
Yeah.
I don't know what world they're living in.
Yeah, I know.
But if that's ugly, the human race stands no chance at copulation.
No shit.
She had the ugly spray painted on her locker?
Yeah.
Do they have eyes in her school?
It's a school for the blind, Bill.
The only thing I could think is they might be trying a different angle with her.
Is that like a Mean Girls thing?
Probably.
Fucking... She didn't wear pink on Wednesday.
Right.
That's what happened.
I mean, as far as we know, it could be the same girls who went in and talked to Kim, so...
Fucking...
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Next Ranger.
Yeah, you just blew my mind with that. You're right. She's ugly.
Wow.
No.
Next. Billy. He seemed a geeky kid. I don't see why he couldn't pull it off. I really don't. He was playing with pencils. That was awkward enough to put him as a social outcast.
Well, technically the playing with the pencils could just be him fucking OCD and like
a
sumbitch.
Here's the thing that
I think he was actually working on something.
He's supposed to be the nerd.
Yeah.
The geek. They didn't cop out and put big, thick frame fucking glasses on him to show that he was the nerdy geek.
Appreciated.
Yeah. Contacts.
Thank you.
Because Donatello?
Yep.
I'm just saying, he doesn't need those spectacles to be the geeky one.
I guess I'm the only person that didn't hate that.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it, but what I'm saying
it's
is
awkward.
What you're getting at
is
the stereotyping your characters so that people don't have to know the character to recognize them.
Right, but I don't think he
that
had
was
him
not
on
done
all the
here.
Time.
Billy pretty much wore his glasses
no,
all
I
the
mean,
time.
No, I mean Donatello.
Don almost always has them in these new movies.
You just start to glance over it.
Yeah, it's they're there.
Yeah, because I notice them in the trailer, and I'm like, oh, hey, look, another Michael Bay Turtles. Skipping.
Dang! We're not going to get it. But that's a different conversation, because
yeah.
Holy shit, we could talk turtles.
Anyway, next range.
Yeah, I don't think I have much to say on Billy. I don't mind this kid at all.
Think
next.
Be good.
And okay, there's Kimberly.
Okay, now I see why everybody would assume that she's the hot one. She
yeah.
fits that societal standard. She's got that, you know, ethereal beauty quality. She's the thin, popular girl. But
she's being played by a rock star, isn't she?
Trini's hotter still. I'm going to agree
Look
with
her up. If he's right, I'm very interested in that. Because
that was
that
like
up.
Some pop star that's I'm, playing her or something.
Oh, you said pop.
I'm
rock,
gonna,
pop, whatever.
I thought you said rock.
Yeah,
rock,
you said
pop.
Rock star.
That excited me for a second.
Rock, pop.
Calm I was going to be like, that is crazy if they actually found something like that.
But
because that would feed into her character even more.
You see what I'm saying, though, right? Like,
yeah,
she's got the model face, where Trini's got the, yeah, I'm cute, but I'll kick your balls off if you fuck with me.
Oh, my God. Is that real?
Yeah. I don't know if that's actually hers, but she's got the Marilyn Monroe thing going on.
The Cindy Crawford.
Yeah, the beauty mark.
Did they do that on purpose? Did they that girl walk into the room, they noticed that and knew that they had like the society pinup girl?
Which I don't understand
Maybe.
Why that's
for some reason, the people that have appeared with that have been quite famous and attractive.
Good for your face deformation.
I'm not saying it makes sense, but Cindy
Crawford? I understand why Scotty kinda got a little confused though.
Why?
What?
She's a UK actress
okay.
who got big because of a Disney Channel original movie,
okay.
much like half the other fucking starlets in Hollywood. They sucked on that mouse cock and
oh
all
my
of a sudden
God.
Became famous.
Oh Whoa. My God! Hey, Captain America says language over here, okay?
Language, people.
Oh really?
Okay.
Awkward.
And then there, I think I got a few other ones with them all together, so.
Next.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Next.
Yeah.
No, all right, yeah. Next.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's,
well,
it, for
the,
that's it for the faces.
I'm going to give this, oh wait, right, no rating.
And now we're doing.
Force of habit.
The okay. Zor teasing, which actually, I need to bring something up with one of these.
Okay.
She looks like she's sitting on something made out of metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better look at the costume, actually. And, okay,
yeah.
Here's the thing. In the promotional footages they released, where it's very CGI and it's very much Iron Man, this looks fine to me.
Yeah.
That looks like a Ranger costume. When she's just sitting on the Zord, her helmet is off, and she's just, it's more like a latexy armor leather type of thing. Almost kind of like what our movie costumes were. That looks fine to me.
So that means Shane hates it.
That's fine. He can hate it. That doesn't look bad to me anymore. Now
yeah.
that I can just see it like this.
Yeah.
Zoom back out, though. All right. I've heard a lot of complaints already about the Zords from these posters.
Yes.
Do you see a pterodactyl in this picture? Because I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Which, that does bother me a little bit, but since I can't
see
the creation yet.
It doesn't bother me, though, because they're like, yeah, we'll have your Zords in the movie. We don't want to play
That's
that
its
card
head.
From our hand yet.
That's its head. That's its neck. This is the wing. That's the lasers that it shoots from the
right,
wings.
And that's fine, but they don't want to play that card from their
no,
hand yet.
No, I get that, but that little bit right there, that makes me appreciate it. Now that I can tell what it is, this
still,
might look like a pterodactyl.
To me, it doesn't.
That's its head.
Yeah.
That is.
To me, it looks like metal,
well, yeah, but,
CG,
yeah,
could be
but,
CG metal.
Scotty.
So.
Scotty,
all of it's gonna be
remember
CG.
The fucking concept art we saw earlier? The pterodactyl looked like a fucking jet that was painted pink.
The
and
pterodactyl,
made it look like a fucking,
this,
yeah.
If this is what I'm thinking it is, that it's like a robotic thing that its wings actually folded up and can sit on the ground like that
yeah.
to kind of land, this might end up being the first cool-looking pterodactyl bird thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
because those have looked awful.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the pterodactyl looked like? It was the worst fucking Zord ever.
Yeah. It was the chest piece with a head.
Yeah, it was the chest piece with tiny wings that could have never worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a head.
Yeah.
And the head was like a stabbing plate.
Hey, anybody? Yeah.
It was like the chest plate. It's like the chest plate had a shank.
Did you see that awesome pterodactyl, just the pterodactyl fight in the original series? No, because it never happened. Because
it can't happen, because it's an awful Zord.
Unless they try something with the comics.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, you notice, they changed the way it looked for the comics.
Because they knew it looked like shit.
Because they knew it looked like shit, yeah. Next. Oh, I have very little opinion on this one.
Doesn't quite look like a mastodon.
Let me zoom in on him. I want to see him.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I'm not hating the costumes, but I can see them standing. Oh, and look, the mastodon looks better. Those are like the tusks here.
All right, zoom back out, Bill. Zoom back out, all right?
Yeah.
He's standing on a tusk right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
The trunk is underneath that, what I can assume laser is a gun. Cannon. Yeah.
These are guns here.
Yeah.
What were those? Are those on the side of its mouth, or are those supposed to be the tusks?
I think these are the tusks that he's standing on.
Yeah, he's standing on the tusks. So the gun...
This
would
is
be
gun,
the trunk.
I'm sure this is the trunk right here.
Yeah. Because remember, Mammoth can fire ice breath out of its nose.
Right, so where's... Maybe these two... I see these as guns right here. Those kind of look like the tusks to me, if that's what it's trying to aim at, is that the tusks will fire. And this almost looks like the trunk has gone up, because it does fire that ice spray.
Actually, yeah, no, you might be a little bit more right, yeah. Yeah, the gun is the tusk, and he's standing on the trunk.
I still don't have a whole lot of feeling on this one, though, because...
I still can't see it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the biggest issue.
But I'm liking their costumes now that I can see them without all the CG...
Bullshit.
Yeah, like the shininess of it is gone. Right. Next.
You can see a Triceratops.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that he probably has a Triceratops.
Or a Triceratops mask.
Well, check it out. He's chilling.
Maxim relaxing, all cool.
And I don't hate this costume as much as I did. Okay, the guys, here's the thing. The guys do look Iron Man. All of them really do, for the most part.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm hating the costumes as much as my initial reaction. This could be white, though. That middle part right there, I would more appreciate it if it wasn't, like, blue. Yeah. That's more nostalgia, and... But their costumes kind of have a Psycho Rangers feeling to them.
Yeah, I see that.
Connect. And he will stab the shit out of you, by the way. Next.
Oh, I got to bring up something with this one. The Yellow Ranger one. Every one of these was tweeted out with a little comment and stuff.
Yeah.
This one offended many people of the lore.
Hold on, open your phone better. There you go.
This one's comment, driver's ed not required.
That's racist as fuck, I'm sorry.
And people got offended because of how the original Yellow Ranger died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was really shitty.
Yeah.
But what part of the...
Not hating that costume.
What part
I'm
of the saber-toothed tiger is this?
Arm? Leg?
Are we at a shoulder joint? Is that the ankle? Is
I think she's
knee?
At its ass.
I don't.
Is that its saber butt?
No. Look at the bottom. Those are the claws. The claws always go forward.
I think she's standing on an ankle.
Yeah. Which makes no sense if you've actually been around cats.
Because I think, like, up here is the flank of one of the back legs.
Yeah, that's...
Calf, foot. I think she's standing on the back of the calf.
Look,
that
I've been around cats my entire life, though, and while technically, yes, that would look like the ass and, you know, the back leg and that, the foot is twisted around 180 like somebody literally, like, took the cat's leg and, like, snapped the fucking foot backward. The claws always face forward. I've had cats my entire
that's
fucking
his back
life.
Claw. That's the claw. That's the dew claw.
That's the back claw, because you can see the yellow.
These are the toes right here. These are the toes. Right here. These are the toes.
Okay,
this
so then,
the
yes, you're right. Well, then why the fuck would they make the Dewclaw so look this like is it's fucking this, spaced out?
This is a tiny back leg. This thing almost doesn't seem functional. If this is the ass cheek, and this is the leg, and that's the foot.
Yeah.
She's standing on this part of the leg. That up there goes all, is probably going to go all the way up into the
yeah.
That's, I hope so.
That's not even the full extent of its...
Well, let me just say, I don't want to do the maintenance on this sword. Because that looks like a hell of a ball joint area right there.
Yeah, fuck on that.
Next.
That's a T-Rex.
Oh, notice how they're not going to show the head.
I think he's sitting on its ass.
I think
I'm telling you, there's something about sitting on the ass.
Billy sat on a face. He knows what he's doing.
Is that some kind of irony? We're going to leave that alone. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's on its ass.
Because I think the whole right side of that screen is leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And he's sitting
on the tail. Because they don't want to go back to the cockpits and show that you could easily snipe these motherfuckers from across the way.
Yeah,
it's an open-air cockpit.
That better not. That better not. That art better be that wrong. Concept, not be a glass window on the Triceratops, on the fucking Tyrannosaurus's face. Because if it is, let's move on.
Yep.
Next.
Durable glass.
Okay, all of them. Next. And all of them again.
Yeah.
Next.
That's okay. It for the Zord tease. And then the next one after this was the ones released from after the New York Comic Con of the outfits.
All right.
Which look like they're blurring to the side, yeah.
Okay, I'm kind of digging that.
Right there, power coin.
That is.
Yeah.
He's right. There's a power coin right there. And that's a type of morpher.
Yep. So those crystals aren't the power coins. Those crystals are containing.
Because that's a tusk. That's a tusk. That's an elephant nose.
Yep.
It's tough to see. But I think he's right.
But you got to zoom way the fuck in.
I think, personally, and you guys can hate all you want, I think that suit looks badass.
It's looking better.
This one kind of reminds me of the Guyver.
The Rangers are Guyvers.
Yeah.
Here
the
live action
Guyver.
Here in America, the Rangers are Guyvers. The Guyver had a little gym thing that would wrap around him and create a costume, and it protected him and gave him superpowers. Here in America, we had a little gym coin thing, and we would put it out just like Guyver used to. Guyver used to put his chest out and say, "Guyver!" And it would, like, come off of, like, the gym would light up and, like, all this crap would come out of it and wrap around him and he would become the Guyver. There's probably no difference in Rangers. They probably said, Green Ranger power or White Ranger power. That's right, I'm making the terrible, terrible morph.
Yep.
And then all those lights would come off of them and they would probably wrap around them like Sailor Moon, and that's probably how they actually morphed.
Fun fact, if you want to see something really funny, go back to the first episode, Tommy has the White Tiger power.
Yeah.
When all of the Rangers morph, Tommy goes last, right? They get to the end, Tommy pulls out the white coin and goes, Dragon Zord! And it shows the Dragon Zord morph sequence.
Yep.
And he's the White Ranger.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
He's right, it's a screw-up. They used the wrong footage. They dropped the wrong cut.
Tommy, that's not green anymore.
Yeah.
I like the green better. It didn't get dirty as easy.
Here's the blue.
The only issues I've been having with these costumes is the middle. I think all these middle diamonds should have been white.
Yeah.
That's just a personal thing because they all have. Yes, it's a nostalgia factor. But I feel like if those are some sort of reactor power cells, they should have been white. And these should have glown. The belts should have glown their color.
Right. Yeah.
And the helmets.
I figured you were going to say that one. Yeah, the helmets.
It's the only thing that gets me. It's very hard to say that is a Triceratops.
Yeah.
And it's almost impossible for me to look at the Black Ranger and say that was a Mastodon. That's it. That's the only thing that really gets me is I can't see it. I don't see it. It looks like some sort of monstrous mouth thing closing around his face, which is cool looking. It's very awesome. And I agree that the suits do look cool, but
can you zoom in on the coin again and see if it makes out the same
thing.
Sorry,
that's his cock. Can't make this coin out.
But you can still see the morpher a little bit better.
Yeah, but this is the morpher because there's the little surrounding thing here, and there's all the silver.
So here's this thing, Bill. I'm going to show this to you. It's on my phone. It's not. I can't get it up on there, obviously. But these pictures of the helmets were released from Comic-Con. That's the Red Ranger helmet. You can tell that's the T-Rex.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay. I'm going to have to agree with you on the Black Ranger helmet because you are Mammoth of Borg.
Next. Pink Ranger.
Zooming boobies.
See, and then, okay, see, now here, this little arc reactor thing, it's blue. I don't know why they didn't make that white.
It almost feels like it's supposed to reference space.
Okay. You know, because Zordon, I think he's more of an alien. Well, he was always an alien, to be fair.
Yeah, he
but
was
I think,
always an alien, but
I
this
think
time
they're really,
more alien.
Yeah, they're really going for that alien thing this time.
Okay, that's a little too blurry to make out a pterodactyl, but...
Yes and no.
There's definitely a coin in a morpher.
Yeah.
The helmet, once again, though, I cannot see a pterodactyl.
I see more pterodactyl in that than I saw Mammoth and Black Ranger helmet.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Right here, Bill, look at me. Look at me.
Yeah.
Beak, wings coming down across the sides of the...
It's really tough for
it's
me.
It's almost like the pterodactyl is doing this on top of her head.
It's tough for me because I remember aliens and face huggers, and that's what I'm getting from their helmet.
Oh, you mean that thing that's down in the back of my truck?
I see Ripley Scott all over these Rangers. I'm just saying. Next.
Yeah, there's no saber-toothed tiger on that helmet. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Right. Well, maybe those are eyes. And that's supposed to be the... I'm stretching it hardcore here.
Stop. Yeah. You're going to just...
Next.
That looks like a Tyrannosaurus helmet.
Yeah, he's the one that seems like... was easiest to change over, probably.
And he also has the most definitive view of a coin.
There it is. I'm telling you, it is a power coin.
Yeah.
That is the Tyrannosaurus. That is the surrounding gold right here.
And the silver
and that is the
looks
morpher.
A little bit more like the crystal, too. Look
next.
At it.
Okay, that's we're awful. Done with these ones. And then you have... Two joint pictures.
Yeah,
okay.
These were the very first teaser posters.
Awful.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Awful. When I went to the theaters and we saw this for the first time, I walked Michelle over to the poster and I said, check it out. And she said, what is it, like a new Breakfast Club? And I said, no, it's Power Rangers. And she says, how?
Lightning bolt in the sky, Bill.
Yeah. She had no clue what the fuck this was. No clue.
Also, standing on top of your car is not advised. It scratches the paint.
Like, I don't even get character reference from this picture. Like, it just, I get nothing from this.
I can tell you which one is which.
Maybe spot the leader, that's about it.
No, I can tell you exactly which
I
one is
I can tell
which.
That's Kimmy. Yeah.
That's Jason.
That's Zach. There's
Jason.
Kimmy.
Billy, Trini, Zach. You can tell by the silhouettes.
Yeah, and I still look at it and just, that's an awful poster.
It's not a good one.
Next.
Yeah. And next one is just a thinner one. That's all.
Yeah. Nope. Don't care. Those suck. Sorry. The movie posters, they're awful. I don't see that they were good at all.
They should have just put Rita on the poster.
Yeah. She's awesome.
You don't even need to show all of her, just her hand... with the claw of death and half of her face. Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Hell, technically not even that. Just her claw of death hand holding the wand.
Power.
Done.
Yeah, it could have been the wand.
Right.
Yeah.
But we're not marketing, so I mean...
The movie poster is awful. I even would have gone for... You know what I would have gone for that would have looked really cool? Is one of the Ranger helmets, like, cracked... Like with the visor cracked, and it's sitting there, and silhouette, and it could have been on like a dusty table. All black and white, And if you want one of those coins laying next to it or something, because when was the last time Mighty Morphin Power Rangers happened?
It's a young
long time ago, right?
Yeah.
So why not reference the fact that this has been retired?
Yeah, it's kind of true.
It's coming back.
Bring it back, guys.
But again, I said it before and I'll say it again. We're not in marketing nor advertising, so I mean...
Here's my question.
We have great ideas, but we're not getting paid
for
them.
And it's going to require someone to probably look it up. Who's directing or producing this movie? Is their last name Bay?
No.
Thank fucking God.
Yeah, that one we can tell you right off.
He's ruining other childhoods right now, but he'll get to this when he has a chance.
At least the internet did something right for once, and the turtles weren't aliens.
Yes, that is true.
Thank God.
Thank you, internet.
Well, I'm trying to see his other stuff.
Well,
let's see. He did The Magician.
Okay.
And a bunch of other shit. What the shit?
Okay, well, look. As long as his last name's not Bay and his first name's not I Like to Blow Shit Up, it's fine.
Oh, you mean My Bob Explosion?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Fuck on that guy.
I think we're done here. That's,
I think we're done for the time being, even though we'll probably have more stuff.
They're going to release another trailer. There's going to be more images.
More posters.
You know what I'm waiting for? He hasn't been in a single trailer. We haven't seen a single image.
Alpha 5?
Goldar.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want to see her right-hand man. Because from what I read, and I don't know how, nobody knows how exactly perfect the information is, but I've heard that the first movie will be a monster brawl, that there will be two or three monsters.
Well, from some of the images we saw of Rita, apparently she's fighting them, so that's one battle.
Right. But from what I'm hearing, this is going to be like she didn't come down and send Goldar to take over the entire planet with a couple rock men. I'm hearing that she actually attempts like a three or four monster takeover day one when she shows up or whatever, and they have to fight her off planet. And then that will lead to her making other decisions.
Like going to the Moonosphere.
Yes. But, like I said, there's no guarantee in any of that information. But I think that's it. I think we've talked the trailer, talked some pictures. Are we done?
Guys, we got an hour and a half out of a 2.5-minute teaser.
That's
I think 40 minutes of this podcast was Star Trek.
Awesome.
Good.
Always Star Trek.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.